If you'll get your, I want you to look at your bulletins this morning. I want you to pay attention to the covers now when you get your bulletin, because the freedom to know you're on the right side of love. Freedom to know you're on the right side of love. And if you'll notice, the right side of love enters into heaven. And it's important for you to know that's how much that God loves you. The right side. You've heard me. There's nothing more powerful than love. Here's what we have to watch. Which side of love are we going to choose? Love can give you straight direction into heaven, and love can also get you straight into hell. That's why you got the picture like we have on your bulletin. So, which side? You've got freedom. It's America. Today's Flag Day. Appreciate it. Appreciate the blood that's been shed for the freedom that we have. Appreciate that the United States of America is not under socialism yet, not under communism yet. Appreciate it. Only by the act of God. God is in charge, not a government. Amen. Government doesn't give me the right to do anything. Amen. All governments do is can take them away. God is the giver of life. God is the giver of love. Actually, if you read his book, you'll find out God is love. Amen. He's the author. He is love. What's love, God? But God said, I want you to pay attention to your life now. As each of us walk through life, we're given great opportunities by God. And we're given great opportunities by Satan. Satan is a liar. God is only truthful all the time. God will not deceive you. He will not trick you. But he'll love you. Now, God said, I want you to pay attention to the world that you're in. There are people that have gone out into the world that are pure evil. Now, any of us who've lived for any length of time at all, we've met them. But what we need to focus on is make sure we don't become one of them. Amen. Pay attention to the love story in your life. Freedom to know you're on the right side of love. Oh, it's a big action word, love. We use it in action in our younger years. Oh, I love you so much. But then life comes on. Life that you live is a proof of the love you have. Now, as I live life, I find that the people that I love, well, not all the time are they that lovable. Trust me on this one. I'm not always just so sweet and lovable as you are. Yeah, sometimes, but we pay attention to it. But God said, pay attention to my kind of love for you, for it is my love in you and what I want you to give to others. Amen. A love that can be trusted. Amen. A love of honor. A love from the Father. Though the ones he loves so much, Satan comes along. And he shines as Christ. Now, only a Christian will be able to spot the difference in the gold. Some's fool's gold, and others real gold. Many fall for the fool's gold. And Satan makes life sound good. if you follow him. That's why we must choose which love that we're going to focus on in our life, because it will lead you either to heaven or it will lead you to hell. It's a fact. Love can go either way. What do you love? Who do you love? What do you think about love? How strong is the love that you have? How strong is the love that Christ has for you, that you will allow him to be inside of you? God doesn't force himself on any of us. God offers himself to all of us. But he says, will you love me? Here's your love's spiritual test. You ready? John said it this way in 1 John 4:1. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. They sound good. They have a glow about them, but it's not a glow from God. It's a glow from want and greed, the world. But they will tell you that's okay. I tell you about God's love all the time, as Brother Randy pointed out. But you need to understand that God, yes, God loves us the way we are, but God, because of his love for us, works on us to make sure we don't stay that way. We need a little changing done in our lives. And God said, I'll be the change for you. Not only will I be the change for you, I will in you change you. When Jesus came into our heart, Jesus says, you've invited me in, Larry. I'm not leaving. Sometimes, have you ever noticed your life that sometimes you wonder why God sticks with you? You don't even want to stick with yourself. But God says, you chose the right love. The love of a father. The peace, the joy, right through the middle of hell itself. You can sing Amazing Grace as you're swinging over hell on a rotten cornstalk, knowing that you're just fine. God made the cornstalk, and that rot won't drop you. Life. Life has a way of making many sharp turns. God said, if you love me, I'll be your seatbelt. I'll be your life source. I'll be the one when they tell you you have one call to make. Call me. Talk to me. I'll talk to you about your life. I'll talk to you about the world that I created for the human race. What I created for my people. Why? Because I love you. I heard that word love again. I love you. But John says, now listen, a lot of false prophets are out there. God is always willing to forgive those who repent. But you need to come under conviction that when you know you're doing wrong, you don't want to do it. Because there's another kind of love here that can send you straight to hell. And God said, pay attention to who you love, what you love, where you're loving. Many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4:6. We are from God, John says. John the Beloved. John's the only disciple that was hanging at the cross. When Jesus knew that his mom was going to have a place to live, none of her other children did Jesus say, take her to your house. Because his half-brothers did not believe in him until after the resurrection, the scripture says. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, says John. They'll listen to us if they know God. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. There's not a Christian in the sound of my voice, not a Christian sitting right here watching, that doesn't understand when you're hearing the word preach, you know in your heart whether it's from God. You know whether it's false doctrine or not. You don't need anybody else to tell you. You know. What is that? That's called salvation. That's all called salvation that holds on. That's called salvation that loves. I love you, Larry. Therefore, when you hear from the false prophet, you know it's not right. It's that jump inside of you. It's that red flag that goes up and you go, whoa, wait a minute. That's not right. I don't know why that's not right, but I do know this. It's not right. Why? Because you really know Jesus. When you really know Jesus, he will protect his word inside of you. That's the love of God. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Both preaching from the spirit of falsehood and the spirit of truth are exciting messages to the listener. You hear me? Both sound, well, you know, that sounds right. And God's voice inside of you says, does sound good, doesn't it? But it's not good. Therefore, the warning flag is up. Pay attention to it. Because there is a love that you can fall for whose path leads you straight to hell. Listen to it. 1 John 2:15. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For me to love the world, to love the things of creation, to make what God has created for our pleasure, for our blessing, to make it, though, to become our God is sin. Amen. And therefore, when it becomes your God, that's the first step to hell. But I enjoy life. Well, I appreciate life. Because you see, from God himself, you need to understand something. Life was given to you and me for us to enter heaven. Heaven and the promise of it is given only to the human race and only to those who accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of their life. There's no other way to heaven. There's no other name under heaven by which one can be saved than Jesus. That's the only name. But I have to live life to get there. God said, I'm going to give you life. I'm going to give you a message for life. I'm going to give you a challenge in your life. And I'm going to give you the opportunity to take my word to a world that hates me. And because you preach my word, they'll hate you. Now, no point in this did God tell me, Larry, you don't have to take it to them. If you're afraid, don't go. I've never heard that voice. God says, I'm giving you the blessing of life. That's why we thank God for each day of our life. Because see, tomorrow, if God allows me to live tomorrow, it gives me another day to straighten out the mess I made today. It gives me another chance to get it right. Chance after chance after chance. God said, I'll give it to you. But Larry, make sure your love is true. And make sure your love is truly directed towards me and not the world. The world promises gold. The world gives you fool's gold. The glitter, glory is awesome, but the pain, not worth it. I do know this. For the next day that God gives me that opportunity to share Christ with someone, that opportunity to preach His word, what an honor that God gives me. That's why I love life. That's why, let me tell you, those who know me know this. To close my eyes in death, there's no big deal in the dying part. You close your eye and you die. What's a big deal? No, the big deal is where are you going after you close your eyes. And Jesus says, I will guarantee you when you call upon my name, I will save you and I can tell you where you're going. Got a whole book written about it. It said, you're going home with me.
Ooh, amen.
Larry, you're just waiting for your ride. But hang in there. I'll send the ride, not when you head for it. No, there's a reason for every trial and tribulation in your life and my life. Because God said, I want you to pay attention to the type of love you have and who it's directed to. Do not love the world or anything in it. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Then John says in John 4, verse 3, but every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. I hear a lot of people quote Scripture. And I've heard a lot of people that quote Scripture say, but you know, I want to be fair. Really, these people, there may be another way. They're other than Jesus. That's not being fair. That's just telling a lie. If you're going to use the Scripture, then you say what the Scripture says. You don't add, you don't take away. There's no other name. But if you make it sound good, they'll follow. Follow what? Follow hell. And then it's too late. Let me tell you when it's too late. Until the moment you close your eyes in death, you have the opportunity to freely choose Jesus as Lord and Savior, or choose the world. It's your choice. Pay attention to it. Every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God, okay? If they say, no, I believe there's other ways other than Jesus, get away from them. That's a false prophet. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now, it's already in the world. Really, John? The Antichrist was already in the world 2,000 years ago. It's been around since the beginning. Even now, it's already in the world. You're given the choice. God won't make you go to heaven. And God doesn't send anybody to hell. Hell and heaven is a choice. You choose Christ, you choose heaven. You choose the world, you choose hell. It's a warning. And you can fall in love with both. But let me tell you the love that I love. The love that leads to heaven. You ready? It's the one I want you to hear anyway. 1 John 4:15-16. If anyone, let me do it again. I'll try to emphasize it a little more. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. Amen. Now, what else do you want? Well, you know, I need proof. You know, that's what trouble with folks who talk about walking around in faith. Let me tell you what faith isn't. Faith is not you wanting God to prove himself to you. That's doubt looking for fear. Or that fear looking in doubt. When you're wanting God to do tricks for you, remember? They tried to get Jesus to, oh, we heard you raised the dead. If you could show us something, will you believe me? Some disciples had trouble with it. Show us. God doesn't do tricks. God works miracles. Look at us. I look at myself and I see a miracle. You know, in my opinion, he should have killed me years ago. To wipe you out, Larry. If I'd have been on the board, I'd have voted you. He's right. It's time. I'm not on that board. You're not either. Holy Spirit picks our direction. When we say yes to Jesus, you know what he said? You in? We're brothers. I'm one, you're one with Christ. But it's through grace, not proof. Do I understand when I preach? Half the time I don't even know what I preach. But I do know this, it's of God. Why? Because he says when you turn yourself over to me, I want to use your physical human body as my voice box. Now you're going to touch a certain type of person, Larry. Your personality and who you are is going to reach a certain type of personality. But that's why Jesus builds his church out of all the different personalities. Because each one of us are called by God to deliver his message. And each one of us have somebody that's going to pay attention to us. And most time it's not your kids, but they're going to pay attention to us. Why? Because the Holy Spirit touches you when you hear God's word and you know it's God's word. And the Holy Spirit warns you if it's not from God, you get the red flags going up. Because God said, I want the kind of love in you that brings you to me. Love Jesus. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. All thy mind, all thy spirit, all of who you are. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Oh, I'm going to heaven because I love God. You're going to heaven because he loves you. Amen. so much that he sent his only begotten son, despite you, despite yourself. God says, this is my kind of love. Listen to 1 John 4:2. Important. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. You ready? This is God's Word telling us. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. So what are we looking for? The person talking to you or the person preaching to you, if they let you know, hey, I know that Jesus is God incarnate, he came from God, the Holy Spirit he left in me, so I'd always have that connection. No one could ever take me out of his hand. That's the kind of love that'll get you right into heaven. The love of Christ. Jesus looks over our foolishness, but he will not put up with our backing away from him and have one foot in the world and one foot in heaven. It don't work that way. It don't work that way. That's just like the bridge of life. We build all these bridges going through life. We know the right thing to do, so what do? We go and we accept and to do what is right. But then what else do we do so often? We build a bridge just in case it's not going that good, we can run back across the bridge. What are you going to do if you got one foot on the bridge, one foot in heaven, and God comes along and burns the bridge? Right while you're trying to run back across it. That's reality. That's truth. But I got news for you in truth. Truth is, Jesus saved me, and those who have called on his name, he saved you. And absolutely nothing, no one, no spirit, no anything, it can take you out of his hands. It can't be done. You can have the worst case of stupid you ever had in your life. And you know who's there? Jesus. Now, if you could see him standing there, you might see him looking at you going, oh, that's just a head shake of love. I'll never leave you, Larry. Yeah, he said, I'll never leave you. So that means to me, for all of these people that say, yeah, you can be saved today and lost tomorrow. Good gracious, I would spend so much time afraid that I'm going to make a mistake and go to hell, that I couldn't serve the Lord. I'd have to lock myself in, afraid I'll make a mistake. Best way for me to do is just become a hermit. I've had people in my life that wished I were. But you see, those people didn't call me to preach. Nor did they call you for whatever God has planned for you. Folks, we got to follow our calling.
Amen.
And you follow God's calling and God's love. 1 John 4, verse 10. Listen to it. This is love. Not that we love God. I told you that. But now I'm reading it to you. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice. It's atonement. Break the word down. At one mint. Atonement is at one mint. At one with Christ. That's what true atonement is. That's the atoning love. At one with Christ. An atoning sacrifice for what? Our sins, individually. Yep. Yes, God knows them. No, you didn't hide them from him. But he also knows the human condition. And he also knows, the scripture says, he knows that we are but made of dust. And he knows there's none righteous, no, not one. And he knows that he loves you like you are. But folks, let me tell you, Christians, you let God do the changing in them instead of you giving them the critical detail of where they've gone wrong so badly in their life. Let God do that part. You send the message, Jesus loves you, because I promise you, the world is sending that message to your kids and to you. And that message is, the world loves you. Look at all that the world offers. And then they'll show you all the glitter and the gold. But I'm saved. So what does God show me then? He shows me grace. But then you know what he tells me about the glitter and the gold? You know what he tells me about heaven? Larry, you're going to heaven. Yeah, paint the picture, Lord. Truly what's going on in heaven, the picture can't be painted. What he says it this way, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man what awaits you in heaven. It's that good. It is so awesome that he can't compare it to anything. The glitter and the gold, that's an earthly thing. Oh, he tells us a story to relate to us about the streets of gold. Guarantee you God's gold's shinier. Amen. Guarantee you his gold streets don't melt. Amen. Don't care how hot it would get. Damn, I don't know of any heat source up there. A lot of light source. I've shined my light in your heart. Larry, I've told you who the false prophets are. I'll warn you, reading my book. And then, when you finish the work I've called you to do, come on home. I'll send an escort. And the angels that escort you into heaven, they are truly escorts, because there is a spiritual warfare that continues. That's why you have the angels to protect you. Yes, you do. Thank God, because he loves us so much. He sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Those who choose the other path to hell, that's everlasting damnation. I got everlasting life. I choose it. I appreciate it. I thank God for the gift of it. That's God's word. It doesn't get better than God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for all that you have done. But Father, we know that we've seen nothing yet. We don't truly understand anything, Father, that we will later on. Father, it's that great. You've placed that in our heart. But Father, all we can ask for now is give us strength to finish the course. Jesus won the race for us, Lord, already. But you've commanded us to finish the course that you put us on. Give us the strength to do it. Give us the love to share and your word that we might tell the truth as we go through our path for life. We ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.